Alyssa Milano heckled for soliciting donations for Suns baseball team. By John Nolte on January 29, 2024. Former actress Alyssa Milano is facing some blowback after soliciting donations on social media for her son's baseball team. "My son's baseball team is raising money for their Cooperstown trip," Milano tweeted last week to her 3.4 million followers. "Any amount would be so greatly appreciated. You can read more about the team and make a donation here." She links to a GoFundMe requesting $10,000 that has already banked $11,255. The 51-year-old Milano has so far starred in two successful television series, starting with the sitcom Who's the Boss? For 8 seasons, 1984 to 1992. 6 years later came 8 seasons of Charmed, 1998 to 2006. Additionally, she's been married to a successful talent since 2009. Unless she's squandered all that money and is still squandering the residuals, 16 years of steady TV work puts her safely in the top 1%. That kind of steady employment is ridiculously rare. The luckiest in Hollywood secure one steady TV gig. Two is almost unheard of. Okay, so maybe she lost all that money. But according to the Daily Mail, one day after crying poor mouth, she was out driving a $200,000 fully loaded and customized 2023 electric Porsche. Okay, maybe it's not her car. That doesn't matter. Who rents a $200,000 Porsche when they don't have enough money to send their kid to Cooperstown? Maybe it's a friend's car. Okay, maybe ask that friend for the $10,000. Anyone dumb enough to spend $200,000 on a car, the worst investment on the planet, probably has another $10,000 to throw away. Milano is claiming she doesn't have the $10,000. And yet, 14 months ago, in a political snit over Elon Musk allowing free speech on Twitter, Milano bragged about trading in her new Tesla for a new electric Volkswagen. "What we have here is typical leftism, which means someone else always has to pay." Thankfully, she is receiving the ridicule she deserves. Outkick. Here we are with loser Hollywood elitist super lib Alyssa Milano and her talent agent husband, David Bugliari, begging, via GoFundMe, for people to donate money to their son's 12U travel baseball team so it can make a cross-country journey to Cooperstown, New York to play at the Dreams Park that every travel ball kid dreams about these days instead of playing in Williamsport at the Little League World Series. Page 6 rounded up some backlash. Why isn't Alyssa Milano paying for the trip for the whole team herself? One critic wondered, as another echoed, why is she asking for money from people who can barely buy groceries? Alyssa Milano has absolutely lost her mind. How out of touch and tone-deaf can one person possibly be? Someone else asked, while a fourth netizen pointed out that the Who's the Boss? Star's husband, David Bugliari, is also a top executive at talent agency Creative Artists Agency, CAA. Just a reminder, Alyssa Milano and her husband are both multimillionaires who, one Twitter user noted, could pay for the entire trip for the whole team without batting an eye. How does an American get so out of touch with the reality of everyday life and everyday perception that they do something like this? This is what happens when celebrities are insulated in Tinseltown and by a fawning entertainment media. When that happens, you lose your moral compass and the belief that you are so precious and perfect that you make everything you do virtuous. Celebrities have always fallen prey to the velvet bubble, but they once had the studios to protect them from themselves. After the studio system died, publicists and the entertainment media protected them from themselves. With social media, those filters are gone, and we see exactly what dreadful, disconnected, selfish, entitled narcissists they really are. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.